A few years ago, wearing a tattoo or a nose ring was guaranteed to draw a lot of strange looks. But body art has now broken into mainstream America. It's even showing up at the office, right, Susan?
Yeah, good morning, Hannah. It's true. Tattoos and piercings were once considered undesirable, unsophisticated, uncouth, especially in the workplace. But today, so many young people are expressing themselves with body art that employers of all kinds have had little choice but to change with the times.
Courtney didn't think twice about her tattoos when she interviewed at ZB Sports in Philadelphia. Lucky for her, the boss didn't either.
Courtney is one of the brightest women I've ever met. She's fast, she's smart. If I had passed on her because of her tattoos, I'd be out one phenomenal employee.
That kind of thinking's led to a very colorful workforce here. This small internet retailer is part of a bigger trend in the American workforce. Dress codes are easing up, and body art is coming out of hiding. Some managers say they have no choice.
It has to change, otherwise they're going to be out of a workforce.
New research finds 23% of college students have 1 to 3 tattoos. 51% are pierced beyond women's ears, and 36% of 18 to 29-year-olds have tattoos.
Tattoos and piercings are just not the career killers they once were. Lots of companies in all industries have no problem with body art.